It's time for Caregiver Corner. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trickstead with us today. Lark, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's good. I'm happy to hear that, because the first thing you sent me was the little note that says, "No grumpy old men in the world of chimps." And I thought, what?
Well, I couldn't resist it.
We're going to have to find out more in today's program,
okay,
aren't we?
The rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Well, I guess so. But according to the New York Times, older male chimps follow a pattern that researchers also see in humans, preferring to have positive relationships with a few good friends.
There, see?
Yeah.
It's positive. It's good to have friends, you know, for humans and chimpanzees. But the nature and number of those friends change over time. So that's why we're talking about this. In young adulthood, humans tend to have a lot of friendships. You know, we have bunches of friends. But as we age, social circles narrow, and maybe not as much now because we have social media, but people tend to keep a few good friends around and enjoy them more.
This trend holds across many cultures, and one explanation has to do with awareness of one's own mortality.
That's right. And guess what?
What?
Grumpy old men and women is a myth.
Really?
Yeah. Negative stereotypes about older adults are pervasive. Some think that older adults are more depressed than younger persons. They think they're lonely, afraid, and vulnerable, and that they are grumpy. Even older adults hold negative ideas about older adults, but it's not completely true.
Ah, yeah. The thing is, older adults report the best overall emotional well-being than at any other time in adulthood.
Awesome.
They have fewer negative emotions than younger persons. They feel less sad, less angry, less tense, less fearful. They experience fewer low-energy emotional states and less depletion. They feel less down, lethargic, droopy, and sluggish.
See?
Yeah.
How much more positive can we be? But, you know, these negative stereotypes are harmful to the physical and emotional health of the individual, and they're also harmful to communities because we are losing the opportunity to capitalize on, quote unquote, emotional wealth in older adults. And who better to serve as mentors or tutors, teachers, companions, advisors, sounding boards, and friends?
So the bottom line is that older people, as a group, are not grumpy. just like the older male chimpanzees.
Yeah, or Oscar the Grumpin.
Yeah, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon had their moments, but they also, got to remember in that, they also socialized with Anne Margaret in the movie Grumpy Old Men, too.
Yeah, no. They weren't as grumpy then.
No.
What some call, again, the emotional wealth is so untapped in older people, and we just have to share it. So ditch the grumpy notion and let our Jack Lemmon and Anne Margaret persona on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Get it on.
Smile. Smile. Enjoy life, right?
That's right. But isn't that true? That's what everybody believes, is that, you know, older people, they're so grumpy. Well, they may be a little slower, more deliberate, but really, it is a myth, and we're here to debunk it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we are.
And that's important for caregiving, too, because there's enough negative stereotyping around caregiving that you add on aging to that, then it really, you get bogged down. So, that's part of North Iowa SageLink, is talking about the issues related to aging. And certainly there's a lot of information there if anyone's interested in learning about aging, caregiving, emotional health, all of those things, NorthIowaSageLink.com.
That's easy to remember, NorthIowaSageLink.com. You probably thought of that, didn't you?
I did. With a help of with a little help from my friends.
I'll bet. Yes, I'll bet they did too. Lark, great to talk to you. We'll catch you.
Too.
We'll catch you next week. And of course, people go to NorthIowaSageLink.com, right?
You got it.
And don't be grumpy.
No.
It's Lark Trickshead with us on our Caregiver Corner this week. I'm Tim Fleming.